We have multiple scripture readings again this morning. Leviticus 19, verses 17 through 18. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason with your neighbor, lest you bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear any grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Proverbs 10, 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Proverbs 17, 27. He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Romans 12, 12. Rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. The last one is Ephesians 4 and 2. Therefore is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. I've read that wrong. With all holiness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love. And the last one is Ephesians 26, 27. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. This ends the scripture readings.
So, anybody watch the news this week? And I didn't plan it this way, but we're continuing on in our series on the seven deadly sins, put together in 590 by Pope Gregory, and we've been looking at this. It was suggested by the people of the church last November. We got together and we did this worship planning seminar, and we looked out over the entire year, over all of 2016, and people of Lions Mirror Church, of Ionia First United Methodist Church, and I don't remember who it was who made the suggestion to do a series on the seven deadly sins, but it is interesting that today we are talking about wrath. And of course, we're also talking about the corresponding virtues. Not many people know that the seven deadly sins have corresponding virtues on the other side. And so we're balancing wrath with patience. And so this week, it is very possible that if you have been paying attention to the news, unless you've been living on an island or something for the last few weeks, you know, if you've been paying attention to the news, maybe you've been upset about somebody's emails. Maybe you've been upset that another person is even considered to be a politician. Maybe you're upset because of the actions of police officers, or maybe you're upset about what has happened in Dallas. Maybe you're upset about all of these things. Maybe you're upset because of something that's happening in your own life that has nothing to do with us as a nation. But it's easy to get angry today. It's easy to get angry today. And there are times when we allow our anger to bubble over in ways that do not love our God, in ways that do not love our neighbor, And in those moments, we give way to the sin of wrath. And so today we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about patience. And we're going to look at each one of these verses. And so I'm going to just go ahead and dive right into this. I'm going to talk about getting hot. And this first one that I've chosen is from Proverbs. I had Larry read them in biblical order. I'm going to mess with that a little bit as we go through. This first one is, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers up all wrongs. And I want to ask you something. As you're watching the news, or maybe as you're dealing with your next door neighbor, or perhaps maybe as you're dealing with somebody within your own household, ask yourself this question, do I love this person? Now, a lot of the times the answer is going to be yes, but. And I would encourage you to drop the but. Yes. Yes, and, not but, yes, and God is calling me to show them love in a certain way. Now, I've recently talked with a young woman who loves her husband, but needed to get a restraining order because he was physically abusive. That's not loving him. That's getting him into a space where he can do the work that he needs to do. And it's loving herself. And it's loving the child. Love does not always look ewy-gooey. Love is not always in a space where we would say, oh, it's what I want. Love is sometimes difficult. But do you love the person? Do you love the protester? Do you love the offender? Do you love that person? Do you love your enemy? Perhaps one of the hardest things in Scripture is the love of enemies. And I would just say, as we move into an election season, we are going to be told that the people who disagree with us politically are our enemies. This is not true. But even if it was, do you love them? Do not hate a fellow Israelite. Do not hate your neighbor in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor, frankly, so you will not share in their guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I hope that sounds familiar. I am the Lord. Do not let this anger fester. If you have a problem with your neighbor, with a church member, with a pastor, if you have a problem, sit down and talk about it. Love your neighbor as yourself. If somebody had a problem with you, would you prefer that they allow that problem to fester, or would you prefer that they come with you to you, sit down, and talk it out? What would you prefer? How would you like to be loved here? And if I said this sounds familiar, I hope it's because you know that Jesus quoted this verse once upon a time when he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might, And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This little piece of Leviticus is considered by Jesus to be one of the most important pieces of all of Scripture. So when we're getting hot, remember these things. Do we love that person? Now, Ephesians takes it in another direction. Says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. This acknowledges that we are going to get angry. And if we see injustice in the world, anger is an appropriate response. Anger is an appropriate response. But in your anger, do not sin. While we are angry, are we going to be light to the situation, or are we going to add fuel to the fire? What are we called to do? Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not allow a slow burn to happen. Do not allow this to fester in your heart. Do not give the devil a foothold. For some of us, this is going to mean the courage, finding the courage to speak some hard words to somebody. For some of us, this is going to mean that we are going to have to call somebody out. But are we going to do it in a way that builds everybody up? Or cuts everyone down? Will we speak and act in love? The next one is from earlier in that same chapter. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another. The opposite of wrath, the corresponding virtue to wrath, is patience. How many people here have ever heard that you're not supposed to pray for patience? Two of you. Okay. How many people here are just not willing to play my games and raise your hands? Right. The saying goes, don't pray for patience because God will give you an opportunity to be patient. And I heard recently somebody saying, God, give me patience. You've already given me the opportunity. I don't need more opportunities to be patient. I just need to be patient in this moment. I just need this moment. Patience. Bearing with one another in love. I love those words, bearing with, this idea that in our microwave society, in our instant gratification times, we might be called to bear with someone. We might be called to go through thick and thin. We might be called for the long haul, bearing with one another in love. It might not be easy, but we're called to stay cool. We're called to be patient. Here's another way of saying this from Romans. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Joyful in hope. That joy that knows that God is in control. That joy that knows that our prayers will be answered. Patient in affliction because we do live in a fallen world. Patient. There's that word again. Because we know that there will be trials, there will be affliction. Patient because trials will come, but faithful in prayer. And it is my hope that as you are watching the news or dealing whatever it is that you need to deal with in your own life, that prayer is the cornerstone of your response. If it is worth getting hot over, if it is worth posting an angry message on Facebook over, if it is worth yelling about, is it not worth praying about? Is it not worth time on our knees calling out to God? Is it not worth that prayer? Maybe. I love the words of Proverbs. A good place. And there's 31 chapters in Proverbs, so if you read a chapter every day for a month, you'd have all kinds of great wisdom, and you'd come across this verse a little over halfway through your month. The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered. You know, there's that old Saturday morning cartoon public service announcement that says, knowledge is power. Whoever has knowledge uses words with restraint. And when we are wrathful, when we are angry, isn't it easy to cast off restraint? Isn't it easy to just lay into someone? Isn't it easy to do that? But if we have knowledge, we use restraint. Whoever has understanding is even-tempered. Even in the face of affliction, even in the face of injustice, we carry our anger, yes. But through the Spirit, we can achieve that patience that allows us to speak the words that bring light to a certain situation. So now, some of you might be saying, okay, well, that was a great walk through the Bible. So what? Doesn't really help me. Because you don't necessarily understand the person that I'm angry at. You don't necessarily understand the anger that I feel. And you're right, I don't understand your anger. But I would like you to consider that person and ask yourself this, where is the pin? And I want you to think of it this way. Imagine this person. And imagine a thumbtack, a pin. Now, if I were to come to you and stick you with a pin and pull it back out, it would be like a bee sting, right? Annoying, but probably something that wouldn't be overwhelmingly catastrophic in your life. And you'd probably be a bit angry at me because I don't have any business sticking needles in people. But imagine, though, this person or situation that you're angry at, the people that you hold anger at, imagine that pin not put in and pulled out, but that pin put in and repeatedly slapped. Minute after minute, hour after hour, month, year, decade, over and over and over again. Where is their pin? Where is that source of pain that they have? In the midst of their anger or whatever injustice they've done, where is the hurt? because they probably have the emotional equivalent of that pin, that they've been beat up. And when you can separate yourself from your wrath and go to that place where you have understanding, remember our last verse said, whoever is understanding is even tempered. If you can go to that place where you are understanding, we can begin to heal. We can begin to be the light and the peace that we are called to be. And so this week and throughout the next few months, when we hear anger and we sit around coffee tables and listen to the anger, when we have meals with people or maybe trade angry emails with people, listen for where the pin is. Listen for where the fear is. Listen for where the anger is. And take a moment to ask yourself, how can I be light to them? Because when we don't do this, when we don't understand, we're more likely to assume that this other person has bad motives. We're more likely to assume that the person who is causing this pain is doing so out of a place, well, kind of like what I was trying to tell the kids this morning. Why is the bad guy the bad guy? And if we just assume that they're bad because they do bad things, and because they do bad things, they're evil, and that there is not another level there, then we've gone to a place where we are no more advanced than our children. And we like to think that we are, right? And we need to be. We need to be. So ask yourself where the pain is and how you can be the healer. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, we pray for understanding. We pray for peace in our world. And God, even if we are only a drop of water on a house fire, we pray that we can add our drop, and that our neighbor can add their drop, and so we might become a flood of peace for you. Lord, give us the strength and courage not to give in to anger and wrath. Give us the wisdom and patience to be able to be your light in this world. In your name we pray. Amen.